Today I want to talk about a general software testing strategy that works for like 80% of the cases I've encountered. I'm hoping this quick episode will save you time and get you developing test cases quickly. Welcome to Test & Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics. People often stress out when they are either asked to write tests or even just on their own, they figure that they ought to. And unit tests are a different thing, and I don't even want to touch that snake nest right now. I'm talking about feature tests or functionality tests. You know, not the does this function do the thing I think it's supposed to do unit tests, but I'm talking about does the system work in the way it's supposed to type of tests. These are the tests that everyone wants to have written and solid and working for all the software they use, but they don't want to write them themselves for their own software. And I think it's just because they don't have an idea for the strategy for how to do it. So that's the strategy we're going to talk about today. Also, really, the strategies we're going to talk to should work for fine-grained unit tests as well, or they may. Anyway, let's jump in. There are two stages to this that I'm going to discuss. First, deciding which features or bits of functionality to test. Second, for each of those, which test cases to implement. That's it. So, which features should you test? And don't say, test all the things, because that really doesn't help with prioritization. If you've got time and the payoff is valuable, go for it. Test all the things. But you still have to decide on an order. So, which features? I generally prioritize features to test based on the following factors. First, recent. New features, new areas of code, new functionality that has been recently repaired or refactored or otherwise modified. Core, your product's unique selling propositions. The essential functions that must continue to work in order for your product to be useful. 3. Risk. Areas of the application that pose more risk, such as areas important to customers but not regularly used by development teams, or parts that use third-party code that you don't quite trust. 4. Problematic areas. Functionality that frequently breaks or often gets defect reports against it. And 5. Expertise. Features or algorithms understood by a limited subset of people. So again, that was recent, core, risk, problematic, and expertise. They're not really in order themselves. If something checks all of the boxes, well then test the hell out of it. And if something checks none of these, well maybe put that feature off until later. Everything else is a judgment call on your part, of course. And let's go through some examples to make this more solid. You've just added some code for a new feature. Well, you should test it. It's recent. A markdown converter should be tested on how it converts markdown to HTML. If it also converts to PDF, well, that's cool, but it's not the primary function. Make sure the HTML conversion is working solid before you test the PDF conversion. There's a chunk of code that only one engineer understands. Well, you got to test that. And then after you've tested it, assign all the defects and new features in that area to a new person so that you can double up on expertise. Single points of failure are terrible things to leave as is for too long. But really, that's a management thing, not a testing thing, so let's go back. Well, what if the PDF conversion was an afterthought, but you get lots of customer defects in that area? Well, guess what? That's now one of your USPs, or your unique selling propositions, and your customers are using it for that, so test it more. Well, hopefully that helps prioritize which features to test. So for all of those, we need to get test cases. And for the test cases, I think of a few things. First, start with a non-trivial happy path test case. Then, look at test cases that represent interesting sets of input, interesting starting states, interesting end states, interesting output, all possible error states. Well, that makes sense. I'm just looking at the input and the output. trying to find interesting things that I can put in or interesting things that come out, interesting starting states and end states, and the error states. That's kind of obvious, isn't it? Well, more specifically, and if you want to look this up more, the names for this is equivalence partitioning and boundary value analysis. I kind of combine them. However, when I start talking to people about equivalence partitioning and boundary values, their eyes glaze over. And actually, the odds are that just with those last two sentences, I've lost about half of you already. But so let's go back to like real world. Let's look at some examples. Let's say we've got a check register application. And one of the features that we've decided is really important is entering a check. That makes sense. Here's a happy path test case. Enter a check with a check number of 123 made out to Bob with the value of 10 bucks. It's non-trivial. The happy path should work. We check the output, check the end state. Everything's good. Test is good. Now let's look at interesting inputs. Well, we had $10 before. What if we set $0 or 1 cent? Or how about negative 1 cent? Just the boundary value is around zero. And how about lots of money, like $1 billion or something? And if you know the max length or the max value, then use that. We made the check out to Bob in the happy path. What if we made it out to an empty string or a single character string or a really long string or maybe something with Unicode characters in it? These are sorts of interesting strings that we could do. And again, if we know that there's a max value of, or a max length of the string, then we need to test that and then maybe like write past it to see what happens if we get past it. So those are interesting inputs. How about interesting output? What's the output of that? Well, it'd probably be the check register value, the ending value, maybe. So interesting output would be when it goes below zero or when it goes past the max, maybe. How about interesting starting and ending states? Well, when the register balance reaches zero or when it hits the max value, that's interesting. Hopefully that works. How about if it crosses it when it goes from negative to positive, if we're allowing negative balances, and then from positive to negative? And when it hits its max value, if there is one, what does it do then? You know, those are all kind of the interesting output and the starting and ending states kind of all blend together, but we just want a set of test cases, so it doesn't really matter. How about error conditions? This also is kind of meshed in with the other ones, but, you know, are there expected exceptions? But do we throw an exception or is there some error case if we go negative? What about invalid input? What if we pass something, not a string into there or something, or not a number? What happens then? How does it deal with that? Those are error conditions we can test for. We can also just search the code for asserts and exceptions and see if we can hit those with some input. That'd be interesting. So again, I'm going to go through these at the end. But really, these are just a few questions that can generate a huge number of test cases, but it's not really a huge number. I mean, it's manageable. That's what we were looking for. We're looking for a reasonable set of manageable test cases that really pretty thoroughly test a feature. And then we move on to the next feature and don't really worry about whether or not we did it thoroughly enough. You really want to get a good, decent, I think this is pretty solid for all of the core features, all of the recent features. So let's actually look through those again. So which features are we looking at? We're looking at the recent features, the core features, the risky ones, problematic ones, and the ones that require scarce expertise. And then for each of those, or the ones that like we've prioritized, we go through them one at a time. We look at happy path test cases, and then interesting input, interesting output, interesting starting states, interesting ending states, and then all of the possible error states that we can think of. Now, if you've done that, you actually are better than like 80% of the other software out there. So there you go. I hope this helps. If you've got other strategies or a different set of strategies that work for you, please let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support. If you'd like to, you know, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.